Yeah, we welcome you listening in, wherever you're listening in and joining with our meeting here today. You're really welcome, and we want you to enjoy all the blessings of Christ Jesus with us. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, Ephesians chapter 6 brings all of earlier Ephesians to a powerful climax. And that's what we're going to have a look at by God's grace here today. And young people, you learn about God's power to keep you safe. Is that great? His great power to keep you safe and to look after you. Amen. So we're in Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, when we see the word finally there, it means it's a wrap-up to all of chapters 1 to 5 of Ephesians. And so it's a wrap-up of everything spoken in Ephesians. Praise God. So that the power of God's might may be strong in us. Amen. Praise God. So that's what we're looking at here this morning. Now, when we think back of early Ephesians, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You are chosen. You are adopted. You are accepted. You are redeemed. You are forgiven. You are raised and seated in heavenly places at God's right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. Amen. So he says, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the power of all that he's showing us in Ephesians. Can you see what it's saying here? Praise God. Now, it's excellent to think that the strength doesn't come from you or doesn't come from me. You can actually feel quite weak. You can actually feel quite in need. You can easily feel not up to things, but your strength doesn't rely from there. It says, be strong in the Lord. So right in the middle of your weakness, my weakness, we can be strong. It's supernatural strength and power from the Lord. It's wonderful. So I'm strong in the Lord. I live in the strength of all that you've done for me, Lord. I live in the strength of all that your mighty power has provided. Was that this river we heard about today? Praise God. I'm blessed, I'm chosen, I'm adopted. This now is how I'm to see myself. This now is how I'm to see myself the way God sees me. Is that right? I mean, you'll never be depressed again. If you start looking at yourself the way God looks at you, blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, chosen, adopted, accepted, redeemed, forgiven, raised, seated at God's right hand. Once you start to see and look at yourself through how he says you are, everything changes. Everything changes. Glory to God. So finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Praise God. It's all his finished work. He sees you, he sees me in the beautiful robes, namely Christ, in all his finished work. That's how he sees you and he sees me. So it would be rather pathetic to be going around with a long face on us. I mean, when we're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, when we're raised, when we're redeemed, when we're accepted, when we're in the beloved, when we're far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that can ever be named in this age or in the age to come, well, your heart rejoices with the truth. It's only when we've got a pack of lies going on inside that there's no rejoicing. But you've got the truth inside you. You're rejoicing continually. It's wonderful. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God. What is it? The whole armor of God. Well, by God's grace, we're going to see this morning that the armor of God is Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit's going to show us this morning. The armor of God is Christ Jesus, who is the Word of God. He is the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. So we look through and we'll see how Jesus is the armor. Ephesians 6 and verse 14. Having girded your waist with truth. Who is the truth? Jesus is the truth. So we're speaking about Jesus here. Having girded your waist with the truth, who is Jesus, and all that I've received through him. Praise God. So girded your waist. Well, it's like putting on a belt. In other words, surrounding you is the truth. Surrounding you is Christ and everything that he has won for us. So I see myself in Christ. I see myself girded about by Christ, because in him is every spiritual blessing. In him is all the adoption, the acceptance, and all the other blessings, the redemption and the forgiveness of sin. It's all in him. So I surround myself with him. Can you see it? Here, it's all Christ. Having put, verse 14 continued, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, who is my righteousness? Christ Jesus is my righteousness. The scripture says he has become for us righteousness. So Christ is my righteousness, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Christ, my righteousness. He's won for me everything right for my life. Jesus has. And so, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, the breastplate covers the heart. My heart is filled with the righteous one, Jesus. My heart is filled with him. My heart is filled with delight in him. My heart is filled with all the benefits, all the blessings, all the graces that have flowed to me through Christ. He's the armor. Can you see it? It's wonderful. Holy Spirit shows this to us. Praise God. Everything right for my life. Every spiritual blessing comes to me in Christ. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I put on Christ and everything that he's won for me, because he's my armor. Wonderful. It's all Jesus. The Holy Spirit will keep showing you Jesus everywhere you look. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and verse 15. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now that's talking about on your feet. That's where you walk. I'm now walking in the gospel of peace. I'm walking in the good news of peace. Christ Jesus is my peace. Can you see? The gospel of peace is all about Christ. So I'm walking in him. I'm walking in all he is. I'm walking in everything that he has done for me. I'm walking in his peace. I live in his peace. He is my peace. Praise God. In him you're blessed, chosen, adopted, accepted, redeemed, and raised. The armor to keep me in perfect peace is all him. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench, extinguish, put out all the fiery darts of the wicked. Any wicked idea, any wicked thought, any wicked suggestion, any wicked idea coming towards me, you will have the power, praise God, to quench. Thank you, Jesus. The shield of faith with which you will be able to quench and extinguish every fiery dart. In other words, everything opposite to Christ looking to come to your life. You will be able. You will be able. It's all in Christ. Praise God. to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, let's have a brief look here at this understanding of faith, Galatians 2:20. The life I live in this body, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, I live by the faith of the Son of God, is a good translation there. The King James picks it up correctly. The life I live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I'm living from his faith. I live by Christ's faith in what he's done for me. I live by Christ's faith in how he sees me. His faith is that you're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. His faith is that you are chosen. His faith is that you are adopted. His faith is that you are accepted. His faith is that you are redeemed. His faith is that you are raised. And so he's my shield of faith. Praise God. I agree. I come to Jesus for what he believes. I'm coming to his faith for me. Can you see it? Praise God. And so we're receiving from his faith everything that he sees for us. Praise God. Praise God. In Christ Jesus, my shield, I'm far above any principality, power, or wickedness looking to control me. Christ Jesus is the shield of faith all around me. When I'm in Christ, I'm in all his faith. Everything that he has faith for. Is it wonderful? Yes. Praise God. When anyone came in the scriptures, they came to Christ, they were coming to his faith. They were coming to receive from him. He had the faith to see them well, to see them healed, to see them provided for, to see them prospered, and so they came to him. And so we come to Jesus. We live in the center of all his faith for us. And we line our trust up with his faith. Glory to God. Ephesians 6 and verse 17, take the helmet of salvation. Well, who's the Savior? Jesus, the helmet of salvation. It's in him we have redemption. It's in him we have salvation. So I put on Christ. Now, it's wonderful that you wear a helmet on your head. Is that the normal place you wear a helmet? Helmet on your head. In other words, surrounding all your thinking is Christ. Surrounding all your thinking is Christ. Christ is all my thinking. Christ is all my thought life. His faith for me is everything that I live in. Was that what was sung out for us this morning? Abide, 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 abide in me. Live, live, live in me. This is what it's saying here. Praise God. Ephesians 6:17 continued, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Who is the Word of God? Christ Jesus. So he's the sword. Can you see it? Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, namely Christ. Christ is the sword. Christ is the Word of God. Praise God. Christ Jesus and my life in him is my weapon against every lie. My weapon against every lie. You see, Christ in me cuts me free. It cuts me free. This powerful sword of the Spirit, namely Christ. Any lie coming towards you, Christ Jesus, the sword, cuts it down. Extinguishes it. Causes it to have no power over you. This is Christ. Praise God. It's all picture language of Christ here. He's wonderful. He's the sword that cuts through to the very center of every matter. You might be considering which way you should go or what you should do about a particular subject. The sword in you, Christ Jesus, he'll cut right through to the very heart of the matter. You're thinking about something a particular way, We're often thinking more of the flesh and our surrounding circumstances than we're thinking Christ. And he cuts right through to the heart. And he shows you what his heart is. Because his heart is what he cuts into. What he shows you is that which is going to bring you the freedom and the true life. It's wonderful. So we see here the whole armor of God. God is invincible. Oh, he's invincible. I mean, nothing can touch him. Praise God. He's secure. He's immovable, solid rock. And through Jesus, I'm brought into everything he is. I'm in the solid rock. I'm built on solid rock. I'm built on Christ himself. He's my armor. He's my protection. He's my shield. He's my everything. Christ Jesus. It's wonderful. And so he says, finally, be strong in the Lord. Oh, be strong in all who he is. Glory to God. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Everything that Christ is, everything that Christ has won for you, the armor of God, put it on. The scripture says, put on Christ. You've been plunged into the very center of Christ's life when you got born again. And so we're to put it on. We're to live in all who he is for us and to us. Praise God. Praise God. Now, this passage of scripture raises the question, what do I need the strength for? And what is the power of God's might for? And we get the answers here in Ephesians 6. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Number two, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And number three, that you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Glory to God. The devil is defeated. He's totally defeated. Praise God. We're not standing against him. We're standing against his wiles. We're standing against his tricks. You see, he's destroyed. He's just waiting for the lake of fire right now. But everywhere in the world right round about are the sons of disobedience, are the sons of the devil. So everyone who's in sin is a son of the devil. And so that's whom we are surrounded by, and that's the world that's speaking to us, the opposite of Christ. Is that right? The opposite of Christ. And so this is what we're pitched against. It's what somebody says to you. You're just walking along, you start talking to somebody, and they start talking the total opposite of Christ to you. No, this is what we're standing against, because it's a trick. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So notice that in these three scriptures that we've just mentioned, that in God's armor, we have three you are ables. We have three you are ables. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That you may be able to withstand the evil day. That means stand in the opposite of the evil day. That you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Father sees us able. In Christ, in all the armor of God, in all the armor which is Christ, he sees us able. Glory to God. Able. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, when you look at what came from the wicked one, you will see that there is only one trick. Or there's only one. It all boils down to the one trick. Did God really say to you? Did God really say to you? This is his first. He starts to sow doubt. This is what he did in the garden. And we can listen to people round and about, and you'll start to have the same type of doubt sown in you. Did God really say you could be healed? Did God really say that he would bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ? Did God really say that you're seated in heavenly places? Did God really say that you're adopted, loved, and accepted? See, this is what we're standing against, is the doubt that can be sown in either through our feelings, either through circumstances, or through other people. Amen. The next one is to boldly say to you, you will not die if you eat from the tree. So it's just the one trick. It's just the one trick. That's the only one you're standing against, nothing else. So the first is to sow the doubt. The second is to barefacedly say to you, God has not said that. God did not make the world. You see, it's the opposite. It's the complete opposite voice. That's his voice. That's Satan's voice. That's in the sons of disobedience. He's destroyed, but his work just goes. He doesn't have to do anything. His work is everywhere to be seen. And we're standing against that in Christ, in all the armor of God. Can you see it? So we now cut down and quench every lie with our sword and shield, Christ Jesus, the truth. Glory to God. You're listening to stuff on the you know, if you listen to some newscasts and things like that, and you think, total rubbish, Jesus. Total lie there, Jesus. I cut that down. Don't receive any of that into my life. Can you see it? This is what we're equipped with, all the armor of God, so that we can be in everything that the Lord has said for us, can receive everything that the Lord has won for us. Praise God. So we're just going to look at this in action for a little while. Supposing you've got some sickness in your body, finances are tight at the moment, and circumstances don't look very hopeful. God says to you, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, the question now is, where am I going to stand? This is the question. Am I going to stand in the sickness? Am I going to stand in the finances are tight? Am I going to stand in the circumstances don't look very hopeful? And listening into the news, it doesn't encourage me that it's ever going to be any hopeful. The question now is, where am I going to stand? Therefore, having girded yourself with the truth, stand. Stand. See, this is what my conversation with God would be now. I'm standing. Father, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in you, in Christ Jesus, my healer, my provider. I receive your healing power, Father. I'm standing in that river that we heard about today, and your healing power is ever present to me, ever flowing towards me. I receive your wisdom, your favor, and your blessing to meet my financial needs. This is how I'm speaking now to the Father. You see, I'm speaking girded with the truth. I'm speaking out the truth. I'm speaking the opposite of what my eyes might see at a given time. Thank you, Jesus. I receive your wisdom. Who knows sometimes if there's something not working out in your life, there's a piece of wisdom that's missing. There's a piece of wisdom that's missing. And say, Father, what piece of wisdom am I missing out on? You see, some people are looking out for employment, and they set their standards so high, and you know, and nothing's coming about. Listen out for his wisdom. He might say, start more simply. You see, it's his wisdom that'll change everything. A piece of wisdom from God, one word from him, would just change everything. Changes your outlook. You think, wow, Lord, never thought of looking at it that way. Praise God. Praise God. He's got the answer for everything. So the blessing to meet a financial need. Stand strong in the power of his might. But be ready to hear. You see, if you've got some ailment in your body, you won't say, Lord, what do I need to hear? What piece of wisdom am I missing out? What could be dropped out of my diet? What could be added in? What could I drink or not drink? You see, I mean, you're looking for his wisdom. He's got the answer. What surprises me, I was saying this to Shirley during the week, is that some people don't seem to be interested. I can't understand it. I can't understand how anyone could not be interested to get well and to be whole and to receive from Christ. I can't understand it. Now, none of us receive perfectly from the Lord. We haven't received perfectly from him. But let's start. That's the call today. I mean, the Lord said, you're standing in a river. I have everything ready for you. Will you just receive it from me? Glory to God. Having predestined us to adoption as sons. We're just looking at how the attack comes the other way. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Christ Jesus, the voice that can be going on in your mind, in my mind, has he really adopted me though? Am I really his son? Really, you're a failure. And your life doesn't match up. Has God really said to you, he may have said it to others, has he really said to you that you're adopted? Can you see what we're battling with? I mean, this is real for each one of us in different ways at different times. The accuser of the brethren has been cast down. And we can keep him down by living in the truth. Girded with the truth. Surrounded with the truth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Here's another promise. Truth. He made us accepted in the beloved. But I feel badly about myself. I've let myself down. I've let others down. I'm a failure. I doubt whether I could be accepted. I can see how others are, because they're all wonderful. And the choice is for you, and the choice is for me, where we are going to stand. Where we are going to stand. Whether it's in the truth, immovable, in the truth, and whether we're going to enjoy the power of Christ in us, cutting down every lie. Cutting down every deception. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the full armor of God. Christ is. You're complete in armory in Christ. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He is the sword through whom you cut down and quench every lie. Every lie. Looking to rob you of his mighty power to work in your life. Is it wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now just spend some time.